Welcome to the Guardify Real Evidence Podcast, a new podcast where we will dive into topics related to the digital evidence landscape and how technology, people, and processes come together to really unite communities in collaboration towards restorative justice. My name is Myron.
And I'm Ashley. And in this episode, our first episode, we're going to talk about why this podcast, why Real Evidence, why we, Guardify, and just me and Myron are excited about this podcast, and why you should care about it. And Myron, let's kind of dive into a little bit about what we're doing here. What are we talking about here today?
Yeah, awesome. So first, let's talk about why there's a need for this podcast. And this is one that can seem high level. We're going to try to bring it down to a little bit more of a tactical level. So first off, the first gap or the first need that we think that this podcast can fill is bringing together unique perspectives from people in direct services, advocates in important areas related to the judicial system, social justice. Think of child advocacy centers, child protective services, law enforcement, prosecutors, and then also technology professionals. So we have this network, this ecosystem of people, and we believe that there's an opportunity to bring together those voices in a way that, again, inform, bring knowledge together, and ultimately lead us into our second thing, which is uniting communities in collaboration towards restorative justice. And so today, there's just an ever-changing landscape, and that landscape is being impacted by things like technology. You know, what is AI going to do in our space? It's being impacted by what are the best processes that we need to pick up as a center, as a prosecution office or law enforcement office. It's being impacted by the shifts and the changes in people, in talent, in recruiting, in keeping people around. There's just all of these evolving changes. And so we believe this podcast can serve just as a context where we can inform, where we can bring together voices to speak to how they're handling those changes, how they're trying to stay ahead of changes, and ultimately educate and inform people in that. So at a high level, that's really why this podcast is being brought about, why we're thinking of doing it. But there's something else in there, Ashley, as we've talked about this, which is why Guardify? Why would Guardify, of any place who's a technology software company, like, why would they want to launch a podcast to do this? So maybe you can tell us a little bit about why Guardify, that, you know, what is it about us that positions us to be somebody to actually have this podcast?
Great question. I think there's a lot of reasons, a lot of kind of things that bring us into a space, but the primary one being that our company vision and our mission and our focus positions us to be a helpful voice in this space. Guardify has always been very focused on bringing communities in the child advocacy space and prosecution space together. And we make really secure and convenient software. But on top of that, we also work with users and with different people in those spaces to help them streamline their workflows and make their jobs a little bit easier. So on top of the software, we're also helping them streamline their processes.
Yeah. Just to chime in on that too, Ashley, I think what's interesting is, as you said it, so the product or the software itself kind of follows the life cycle of evidence as it moves through the hands of different people where it's needed, right? So from a CAC to a prosecution office, which are the two products we have today, but also, you know, we speak with law enforcement, we speak with CPS. And so one of the things that I think that you hit on, which is really interesting, is just this, the sense that, you know, on top of serving those people with the software, you're also hearing daily, oftentimes, the struggles they're having with just collaboration, with communication, with the processes that are in place, if the process needs to be tweaked or if the technology needs to be tweaked. Is there any, I know we can dive into this, and we actually have an episode planned for this in the future to talk about this, but just off the top of your head to put you on the spot, are there any instances where you have an example of that, where you're thinking through like, hey, I was talking with somebody, and you know, it started off with the software, and then it ended in a completely broader spectrum of collaboration, communication. Maybe you could just give an example of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Just last week, actually, I was speaking with a director at a child advocacy center about how to introduce this product to their MDT in a official context. They wanted to write this into their standards of procedures. They wanted to present a best practices for something that they hadn't done yet. So they wanted to be able to write out the policy and refer back to something that made sense to law enforcement that made sense to prosecution. So they needed a perspective of somebody who had worked with those agencies or with those different types of users to make it make sense to them as well.
Awesome. Yeah, that makes total sense. And I think it's one of the interesting things, and we'll get to this here in a little while, about, you know, why we're here at Guardify as well, and as individuals, what we do and why we care about what we're doing. So we talked about the software, and let's go back in. Let's talk about the additional reasons of why Guardify. What else is there?
Yeah, so I think what's really important to point out is our system or our product has grown exponentially over the last few years. We started out really focused in the child advocacy space, and because of that, we created a product that was tailored to protecting and sharing children's stories in a way that was specific to the needs of the CACs that we worked with. But with that focus, we found ourselves working with a lot of different users in a lot of different spaces, prosecution, law enforcement, things like that. And because of that, we realized that we were positioned to be really helpful in a lot of different capacities than what we were currently or what we were being at that time. So that helped us realize that we could expand our focus to address the needs of prosecutors, law enforcement, defense attorneys, when it came to managing their digital evidence. And we absolutely continue supporting our CACs and addressing their needs and building out our product to grow with the changing climate in their space. And I think that that's been really obvious or been really helpful to them as they continue to grow as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. What else? I think there's a few other things here.
Yeah. Another big one, which is probably my favorite one. Our team is full of experts.
Yes.
Being a mission-focused company, and being a mission-focused company means that we have mission-focused people. So our team is made up of people with decades of experience in the direct service groups that we work with. So we have former prosecutors, we have former forensic interviewers, and our product is built by software experts who are passionate about using their expertise to serve the communities that we work with. So it's not just building software, it's building solutions. We're also dedicated to solving the problems with technology specifically. We push the needle on progress in this space, and we're always really interested and focused in what's next and how can we make this better. We want to demystify evidence management while also staying on the forefront of where this industry is going. And we want this podcast to be a sounding board for all of those things. So we want to bring people into the conversation, bring experts into this conversation, and bring our expertise into this conversation so that we can share what we've learned.
Yeah. We have a saying in software development that is very much around, you know, when you're building a product, you have to be very close to the people that are using the product or the people that have the problems. And I think that's one of the things that stands out to me, not only about Guardify, but about innovating in this space, is like true innovation really does occur at the cusp of, hey, we're not only listening or say we're listening to what's going on in the space, but we're actively having conversations. We're actively inviting that feedback. We're actively inviting the challenge of what are the things that are truly the problems or the things that are truly the gaps where there is no solution in that space. And I think, you know, a podcast is a great space to have an educational foundation to speak out and to invite in. And so I think that's going to be really exciting. So we talked a little bit about, you know, why Guardify as a company would be launching this podcast. Let's dive in a little bit layer deeper and let's go, why Myron and Ashley, why us? Have we decided to raise our hand and say, yep, we want to be the crazy ones to jump in and take the helm as hosts of the podcast. So Ashley, why don't you kick us off? Tell us a little bit about what brought you to Guardify, what you do here, and what makes you excited about the podcast.
So I've worked in the SaaS space, software space for about 15 years, doing a lot of different things ranging from account management, support, knowledge-based management, QA, all that kind of good stuff. But in that time, I've developed a really strong sense of wanting to serve customers in a way that makes their jobs easier. I'm a problem solver. I'm a fixer. I like to take that and put it into my work. So about 3 or so years ago, I was looking for a change, and I was really focused on finding something that was mission focused, that addressed something other than just punching a time clock. I wanted something that that felt like it was really making a difference. So I landed on Guardify. It was kind of the perfect thing. It was a mission-focused software company that built products that solved problems. So I felt like, oh, this just kind of landed in front of me on a silver platter. So at Guardify, I've taken on all of those various roles in my various positions and kind of brought them all together into one role that I do with the customer success team. I am primarily the customer onboarding specialist, but I also oversee support. I assist with testing and product feedback, and I advise customers on best practices and workflows for their teams. So I interact with a lot of different people and hear a lot of different perspectives on how our product is used.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So what about excites you about this podcast then, about this idea?
I love podcasts in general. So I listen to a lot of podcasts. I like the idea of sharing conversation and sharing expertise. It's been really cool to be part of such a steadily growing team at Guardify and seeing how it has grown and seeing how it has changed from one focus to a much more broad focus. So bringing that perspective and what I have seen in that change into a podcast where we can talk about where we have placed ourselves and what we learn from our customers seems really exciting to me.
Yeah, I agree. And for anyone who is a current user or a customer, you absolutely probably know who Ashley is. And so it just speaks to the reality that you're right. You've done a lot of things here and our team is definitely better for it. So I can jump in on top of that and kind of give a little bit about why I'm here. So let's first talk about, if you rewind the clock back a year ago, I had really no knowledge of a product like Guardify. So I've been in the product management space, helping build software products for about 12 years now. And I've done that primarily in the Midwest in a lot of different startup environments, as well as, you know, across a number of industries. In fact, I counted it one time, it is about 5 industries, including financial, you know, fintech, financial, banking, those types of things. So after a long time of doing that, about a year ago, I kind of hit a point where I really started to ask myself, you know, what is going to be the highest return on investment of my time? If I really want to, you know, look back in say 5-10 years, and I've kind of hit a point in my career, where it's, you know, time is the only thing you don't get back. And you hit a point where you realize that in life, I think, but I definitely realized that in my career. And so through a series, it's funny how these things work, but right through a series of circumstances, I got introduced to Ben Jackson, and Ben Jackson is our CEO. So we're actually going to have a podcast episode. Our next episode is going to be a little bit of a deeper dive with Ben, just talking about his journey and why he joined and all those good things. But I had a conversation with Ben, and immediately after hearing him talk about the story of what is Guardify, why does it exist, what problems does it seek to solve, I was in. It's just like, hey, this is where I want to spend my time. And so my role here is product manager. And that basically means I get to work alongside our customer service teams. I work alongside our engineers, really everyone in the company, really just to make sure that we're building a world-class experience into our product, that our product is actually solving the right problems, all of those good things. And then what excites me about the podcast? You know, not to get too philosophical, but there is so much knowledge that's gained through experience that every person has had. And I think when I talk with our customers, when I talk with the people who are on the front line, so to speak, in this space, I am struck immediately by how much knowledge they have about not only the way their office works or the way how they do an interview, a forensic interview, or how they're going to approach a case. All that knowledge is knowledge that is just, it's again, gained through sweat equity and experience. And I think it's important to have contexts where people who are leaders in those space, who have the experience, who have the knowledge, have a platform to come in and share that knowledge, have a platform to help others out. I think a good way to say this is a former colleague of mine once said, hey, don't pay the same tuition twice. If somebody's learned something before, you learn from them. And so podcasts to me, just in general, oftentimes at their best can serve that purpose of being a platform where you can learn from the experiences, from the knowledge of someone else who's gone before you, or for that matter, who might be right next to you trying to do the same thing, and you get to kind of see somebody else's approach to it. And then I also like to geek out about the big things. And so I really am interested to dive into legal tech. There was an article not too long ago, maybe, a year, 2 years ago, it could be, I think it's closer to a year, by Goldman Sachs. And in that article, it talked about what industries are going to be mostly disrupted by AI. And at the top two list, you had administrative and you had legal tech. And what's interesting with Guardify is our customers are in both of those realms. And so I do think it's, you know, there's big topics like AI, and where that's going, where that's coming, how to think about it, that excite me to talk, that are I'm excited to talk to and to bring others in to share their expertise on. And then there's also, again, just people in this space who are doing amazing things and who are change agents that I'm excited to bring together as well. And so that's really a little bit of just the high level. Why Guardify? Ashley and I, why are we jumping in on this as your hosts? We're really excited to do this. This is just a short intro episode. There wasn't really a big purpose to go super deep into anything, but we just want to give you a little idea of where we're going and where we're hoping to take things in coming episodes. So from here, I mentioned this just a little while ago. We're actually going to have Ben Jackson, the CEO of Guardify, join us for the next episode, where he's going to go in a little bit in depth into even just something as recent as our rebrand. So for anyone listening, you might find us on the internet as VitaNix. We recently rebranded to Guardify, and there's a whole awesome narrative behind that as to why we did that. And then also interesting to get Ben's take on things like AI and where the industry is going. We're also going to have leaders at different centers and offices, child advocacy, prosecution, that are paving the way in some form, as mentioned. We're going to have an episode, maybe even a couple episodes geared toward just AI. What does it mean for legal tech? What does it mean for social justice causes? Where is it going to have benefit? Where do we need to be maybe a little more cautious? We have folks that we want to bring into the podcast that come from working on the front lines, you know, for former forensic interviewers, former prosecutors who are now within the walls of Guardify, speak to their journey, what they've learned, and ultimately, what are the takeaways that they want to share with the world. And then we'll also have some stuff where we're going to deep dive just on some collective community issues, and that can be very spanning. So there's going to be more. We're super excited to have you in this. Ashley, maybe you want to speak also. There's going to be some cool content that we're also going to be sharing out on YouTube. So Ashley, maybe you can speak to that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We also want to use this space, our YouTube channel, to update you all on product information. So as we release updates to our product, we might feature new features, new updates. We might talk about certain things that we want you guys to be aware of, and just make the YouTube space a lot more useful for you all with content that will kind of help your workflow a little bit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if that's you, if you're somebody who's interested to dive in a little bit more from, again, the different perspectives that converge around digital evidence management, lifecycle digital evidence management, feel free, please subscribe wherever you find your podcast. This is going to be available out everywhere. You can find us, subscribe. You can also check us out at www.guardify.com/podcast. You'll have more information there just about what we're hoping to cover. You'll get recaps from every episode. And then if you're interested in Guardify as a solution for your office, your center, please reach out. We would love to speak with you. If you go to our website, you can actually contact us there, or you can simply email sales@guardify.com. Until next time, we look forward to chatting.